You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we kick off the show with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. It's been a bit of a mixed bag there for some of the markets internationally and locally. I'm joined on the line by Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers, Makwe Masilela, to take a look at this and try and understand what's been happening. Good evening, Dr. Masilela. Thanks so much for taking the time. It's been a bit of a weird start to the week, but I suppose markets have had a weirdish kind of month with Jackson Hole happening, anticipations around what's going to happen with interest rates, and this is the last week of the month, so all the movements must happen this week, I suppose.
Definitely. And evening to you and to the listeners. I mean, you are right. You know, well, shares gained on Friday, and all because of what happened at the symposium. And as we have always expected, that is typical that, you know, at that symposium, we usually get a good hint, you know, what's going to be happening. But yes, traders will be watching the U.S. personal consumption and core inflation due on Friday. But Jimmy, the jobs report on September the 6th is clearly important, as the U.S. Fed chair is willing to cut rates to ward off down at the downside risk when it comes to employment and maintain a strong labor market. We know China left their key interest rates unchanged, but yes, traders started the week cautiously, and that's because in anticipation of more Middle East tension. So the excitement, the cheering up when it comes to interest rates, I think we had all that done on Friday. Now, with what developed over the weekend, we don't know the extent, you know, of the escalation when it comes to that Middle East tension. And hopefully it doesn't spoil things for us for now. And tension, that the very same tension further supported the short-term maturity bonds, which got a boost already last week Friday.
Mark, what's been keeping the Rand afloat? I mean, we saw the positivity around those interest rate cuts when Fed Chair Jay Powell took to the podium at Jackson Hole on Friday. The market's absolutely loving the fact that he took a dovish tone and said interest rate cuts are coming, and the markets went crazy. But the Rand has maintained that strength going into this week. We're still below 18 Rand. We're still around the 1780 mark, 1770-ish mark. Do we have enough momentum to keep going until the rate cuts actually happen?
I think yes, we do. And it's not just them saying that rate cuts should be happening. The guy also left the door open for possible deeper cuts. And what we've seen is that when we expect the rates to go down, then unfortunately, as we said, with the bonds going up, the treasury yields go down. And as they go down, also the US dollar gets to weaken, and the likes of the rent manage to get a boost from that. And we are saying here, the question, the US, assets might not be in demand because of lower interest rates. So there's no need to be in there to see serious demand when it comes to the US dollar itself. So it's just typical that the minute you start cutting your interest rates, then your currency gets to weaken. And then we know that the rent managed to get a boost from that. And if you see the rent continue to be steady, not just against the US dollar, even the likes of your euro and your pounds as well, because we still expect the European Central Bank to cut as well in September. And then we've seen already the Bank of England started doing that. With us, it's touch and go. We're hopeful that with that inflation numbers that we got last time, then our Reserve Bank as well, probably the latest might be November for him to cut interest rates as well.
The markets love to get excited about things. Mark, the latest developments from Goldfields, they appointed a new chief financial officer. This is not the first time we're seeing corporate changes. We've seen a couple of them lately where CEOs, CFOs leaving, new guys coming in. Last week it was Ari Rotenbach at APSA. This week it's Goldfields. What do you make of these changes?
You know, Goldfields, remember, I mean, we've seen, I think their interims, was it on Friday? They didn't do that great. They didn't take advantage of the higher gold prices compared to the likes of other gold miners. So the guy anyway finished his job, I think that was end of April this year. So since then, they've been having an interim CEO. And I think they're trying to do this in a very nice way to give the markets time to digest and say somebody's not being pushed out, because now the guy is expected to start sometime early next year, though the date has not yet been firmed, but definitely it's next year. And fortunately, the CFO itself who's coming, he's got the industry experience. I think his last job, it was in a commodities trading company. So he's the guy who's been around at some point. He worked for the likes of Glencore. So don't think we have to read much into that. I personally have a problem when they say Jimmy's leaving tomorrow. Then we know that things are not okay.
So it's just a preparing the markets. Speaking of preparing the markets, trading statement from Harmony. What was that about?
I think it's a very good one because the guys managed to deliver on exceptional combined performance across all their operations, managed to deliver ahead of the plan and capitalize on higher gold prices. Production guideline guidance expected to exceed, and I think they expect a 6% increase, and that's due to higher recovery grades at the Mponi and Hidden Value, and also the mine waste solution, and look into their all-in sustaining cost. That will come in comfortably within the 920,000 kilo per kilogram. Jimmy, the gold price now we are talking 1.4 million per kilogram. So it just shows that the guys are able to reap these higher gold prices, and profits expected to increase by over 100%. Whether you look into that in rent or dollar terms, that's good for them. And it's because of higher recovered grades, increased global production, and higher prices. And for not forgetting, there's also been an increase when it comes to silver and uranium production. And the very same commodities as well managed to fetch higher prices.
Average price, average gross profit, average gross profit, all-in sustained costs at 900, sell price 1.4, 500,000 rand per kilo is what Gold Fields expects to make on their gold. That is going to be an interesting set of numbers to reflect on. Before I let you go, Makwe, let's reflect on Ital Tiles numbers. They gave us their full year's results for the year ended June, along with that announcement of a cash dividend for shareholders. Good set of numbers there?
Not really, because we know because of numerous new competition, and we know because there's also weak consumer demand, and also shipping cost and container capacity were volatile, and all because of those geopolitical tension. Revenue was unchanged, trading profit down 11%, profits at headline earnings per share down 7%, and the stores were reduced by almost 4%, now sitting at 208. And you are right, a special dividend, and I know the total dividend per share up also 140%. You buy stock because the share price is going to appreciate, or you're going to get a good dividend. So here you are, now rewarding you, paying you some nice dividend.
Some nice dividend. Always good to see shareholders enjoying something nice at the end of a financial year. I think we'll leave it at that. That's Makwe Masilela, Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers, joining me to reflect on the market movements of the day, as well as some SENS announcements that we got from some companies.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.